Well, good morning. It is 6:22 a.m. on Friday, March 24th, 2023. That was weird. Walked by the car and it started. It's like, I have astonishing powers. I can start cars just by walking by them. It is 37 degrees, which is just shy of 3 degrees Celsius, with 93% humidity. Brr. And a light breeze. Yay. And Big Hair Dude was on the train. As I commenced my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. There is a bite to the air this morning. I mean, it's not mean, it's not a vicious bite, but it's like an edge that I'm unaccustomed to feeling in the Portland air. Because, I mean, all the trees are leaning into the spring experience, and we had these lovely days, and now, brr. Ugh. It's okay. It's all right. We'll be fine. Although, I went down, it's on my way out, stepped out of the apartment building, and it's raining. It's like, oh, crap. So I went back up, got my umbrella, came back down. It's not raining anymore. It's like, oh, God. It's right on that razor's edge, that cusp of, I could rain at any second. It's suspenseful. For those of us that are walking outside, I guess. Coffee. So, speaking of coffee, my cousin Tom, who is the roast master that creates these delicious, roasts these delicious bean blends for Corpse Coffee, has an amazing opportunity to work with, I can't go into a lot of details here, but work with an amazing coffee company that was instrumental in the rise of the gourmet coffee experience. So, and it's just really exciting. It's, everything's coming together for him. It's intriguing to see all of the vectors of his experience and this particular company's needs converge at this perfect moment. It's like, and Tom's being all, I don't know if I've got it yet. And it's like, I'm looking at it going, dude, this is yours. If you want it, take it. So that's very exciting for him. I don't know what it means for Corpse Coffee. I'm sure we'll be able to continue working with the company he's working with presently. But I just won't have a cousin on the inside, right? Changes, baby, changes. So it was an interesting day yesterday. On so many levels. Lunch with Muse was lovely. My date with Allie was lovely. And it's a stark contrast. You can't help but compare experiences. And it's not, you know, which one's better, which one's worse, but just when I am this deeply emotionally invested in people, there's going to be this exploration of every relationship has its own vocabulary, its own way of connecting and conveying feelings and just expressing that connection between people, right? Powell's and it takes many forms. It takes, you know, touch and words and phrases that you use, and this morning, this connection that I feel to Allie is, it's wonderful, but it's also going to push me out of my comfort zone. Not in terms of anything, God, I'm not explaining this well. Not in terms of taking me places that I don't want to go, because I do, and I want to go there with her, but the way that language expresses itself is going to be very different. And I'm here for it. It's going to be an adventure. It's going to be I don't know what it's going to be. And I'm not even sure what I want it to be. Which is also kind of throwing me for a loop. Because I have a tendency, what a shock, to project forward and imagine and try and I don't know, place myself in a continuum and understand what that continuum of experience is. When you go to start a new job, you imagine what that job is going to be like and what the challenges are. And it's never always just that, but you project into that. And morning. And you do that with relationships too. I mean, part of desire is that yearning to be with that person, to share experiences with that person. And the anticipation, not in specific of what's going to happen, but what it's going to be like. And you develop this kind of, it's not an expectation, but it's kind of like an interface. Yeah, that's the word. You interface with people. It's a highly technical term, but legitimate, because you've got this deeply complex human being with all the history and you know, joys and traumas and all of the things that you have, not the same ones, but we're all incredibly complex beings. And you want to exchange, you want to interact, you want to connect, and you need that interface. And I don't have a lot of experience cultivating an interface romantically. And, you know, my interface with Muse has been cultivated over a year and a half of dating. But we also had kind of a foundation beforehand with working with the Rabbit, the radio theater company that we worked on together. So, you know, that interface already had some foundation on it. With Allie, I've got very little foundation. And I'm going to need to find that unique interface where she and I can connect. And I don't know what that's going to look like. And that's exciting as hell. That's fascinating. Yeah. So, it was an interesting day. Dave's life continues to be an interesting experience in exploring new ways of being. And then, so this weekend, heading out to Newport on the Oregon coast, going to spend the weekend at the Sylvia Beach Hotel, which is this very cool hotel with the author-themed rooms. Allie and I last night were trying to remember Mark Twain. We could not remember his name because I was trying to list off all the rooms that were there. It's like, yeah, there's the Jules Verne room and the Tolkien room. And then there's, who was it? Samuel Clemens wrote Huckleberry Finn. What the hell? And neither of us could remember Mark frickin' Twain. Thank God for the internet, but God, it was maddening. Just maddening. So I've got the Jules Verne room, and I'm gonna spend the weekend on the coast and celebrate Muse and her birth week, birthday event. So that will be lovely. So I'm probably not gonna post anything tomorrow. I'll be in Newport. So this will be a free weekend for everybody. Nobody has to tune in to figure out what the next searing chapter of the drama of Dave's life is. But So I am already strolling past the crow blanketed trees of Jameson Square. So let's call that a Friday, shall we? God, Friday, what a great day. What a wonderful tipping point. The demarcation between the week and the weekend. A completely contrived and man-made convention, but it's not a bad thing. So I hope you have a lovely Friday. I hope you find unique ways to interface with the things and people that give you joy. Because, I mean, that connection, that dialogue, that collaboration between you and that person, or that thing, that event, that project, whatever, that keeps growing. That is always changing. And, you know, tweaking that, exploring new ways to express that, that's growth, that's evolution. And it also uncovers some very intriguing possibilities and might really enrich that connection. And that's worth exploring. Always. So do that, which is kind of like creation, which is what Zig says. Zig says, despite everything, create. And he's absolutely right. create new interfaces or tweak existing ones, whatever. That's breathing, man. That's living. That's life. And I will tell you to love fearlessly, because when it comes to life and living, a little love goes a long, long way. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon. Maybe not tomorrow, but I will talk to you soon.